Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas. Hey, Congressman, thank you for being here.
It is great to be with you, and thank you for the theme song. I appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. But, we always have it ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for canceling recess?
We should not be taking any kind of recess until we at least do the two big things that we promised. That's, some of us promised to repeal Obamacare. The president promised to repeal and replace. But either way, I mean, the president says, if you just repeal it, then I'll sign it and we can replace it after that. Like some had advocated over the years, we ought to just do a complete repeal of the Internal Revenue Code and put a date stamp on the end of it, and then we have to come up with a substitute by the end. I mean, whatever, we still have got to do that. There's just too many people suffering from the high deductibles, high premiums, they can't afford either one. And then the tax reform, my gosh, we promised those two things. Those are biggies. And if we can't get those things done in the next 2 weeks, then we ought to be here for the next week and the next week and the next week and just stay until they are done, period. That ought to be the way it is.
Congressman, I want to ask you about something that I've been very confused about, and maybe you could help me. And I feel like a lot of the unpopularity with the Senate health care bill has been that, in part, has been that Republican constituents don't understand what the goal is. So, and they're also sort of confused about what are in these bills. What, in your assessment, is the goal of a Republican health care plan specifically? Is it just to lower health care costs? Is it to make it more accessible? What's the goal?
When you say a Republican health care plan, it leaves it wide open to too much. For example, you have, I think, a majority of Republicans whose health care plan, the goal would be bring down premiums, bring down deductibles, return control back to the patient, get the government and insurance companies out from between patient and the doctor when it comes to decision making. Let people make their own decisions. But apparently that's not the goal when whomever is drafting these bills sits down and does them. We had every Republican voting for a repeal of Obama. It repealed almost everything of Obamacare, and that was a Republican health care bill. And we voted for it. We passed it out of the House. We passed it out of the Senate, the same bill. We sent it to the president's desk, and Obama vetoed it. Why in heaven's name can we not just start with passing that and put a date certain on when this ends so that we can bring about a replacement? And hopefully that's free market principles really where we bring dramatically down the price of health care. Just talking about health insurance, I mean, a lot of people say health insurance is health care, but no, it's not.
Right.
If people knew they could get away with paying $300 for what in California is a $6,000-$7,000 MRI, they would be less likely to want to pay $12,000 to $20,000 a year in medical insurance.
Totally, totally.
Yeah, but we've got to bring prices back to reality, and you can never, ever, ever do that until people know what they're paying. We don't know what the insurance company pays or the government pays, and it is so incredibly, grossly unfair for individuals that have high deductibles not to get to pay cash amount for the same thing the insurance company pays or the government pays.
Congressman,
until we know what we're paying, we're not going to be able to reform health care.
Let me jump in. I want to, Mary, you have a question about this.
No, Congressman, whenever we discuss this on the air with our listeners, their biggest frustrations are this, that Congress refuses to just open up the ability of insurance companies to sell across state lines, period. They don't, they refuse to address, enact tort reform, drive down, you want to drive down the cost of health insurance, enact tort reform. So many doctors just prescribe procedures and tests just to cover their butt because of the inevitable lawsuit down the road. Those two things are so simple, and people are so frustrated that Congress just doesn't do those two things to get the ball rolling. Why is that?
Well, first of all, on the selling across state lines, I used to join in the mantra of how important that was, and I'm going, wait a minute. California and New York have a lot more expensive health insurance. Illinois has a huge problem with malpractice claims. Their claims are extremely expensive. If you sell across state lines, they're going to come running to Texas, and we're going to want cheaper insurance. But what happens when you sell across state lines, it actually equalizes. What I think that's the big insurance companies saying, hey, let people buy across state lines. It'll be cheaper. The number one most important thing that I've come to understand would be most important to pass into law would be to end the exemption from antitrust laws that health insurance companies have. You end their exemption from monopoly laws, anti-monopoly laws, then they're not going to be able to drive the little guys out of business the way it's been going. Right now you got between 30 and 40 states that have only one insurance company. Well, you let people buy across state lines, you're going to end up with one for the whole country, maybe two. But the big guys, they love that idea.
But why doesn't that happen? Why do we have the same problem with that in car insurance? I could buy my car insurance across state lines. Somebody's got a cheaper plan or a plan that I like better in another state.
Well,
I can do that.
The insurance companies have to comply with the individual state laws. We allow the state laws to control. And to sell car insurance in a state, you have to have a legitimate insurance company that's abiding by the state law. And by the way, we did tort reform in Texas. It brought doctors back, hospitals back. But if the federal government comes in and starts changing every state government, every state law in every state lawsuit in every state court, which is what is being proposed from Washington, then as soon as Pelosi gets the gavel back, then she's going to say, you know, all that tort reform you did in Texas
right.
and other places, we never had the nerve to change all state law in state courts for state actions. But the Republicans did, so now we're doing away with
Congressman.
All the tort reform you've done. That's a state law issue. It's a federalist issue. But the biggest thing, end the exemption from antitrust laws that insurance companies have, and you'll have lots of insurance companies. But the Senate won't take it up.
All right, Congressman, thank you very much. That's Congressman Louie Gohmert on the latest in the healthcare law. We'll check back in with you soon, Congressman.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you too, sir.